What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She failed my girlfriend test, but somehow, 8 years later, here we are. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And you just failed the boyfriend test. We've been together for more than 8 years.
I did the math. You know my math skills are.
Math skills are always a little off.
Let's do the math together. 2016.
It's 8 years and 9 months.
Okay.
So
8 years.
Over 8 years.
We're not four-year-old girls who celebrate their half birthdays. It's 8 years.
Everything counts.
8 years.
It's over 8 years.
8 years and change. All right, you're rounding up, but I'm not trying to rush through our relationship. I'm trying to savor every moment.
Is it 8 or is it 9?
It's 8. 2016. We met in January, so we can just do full years.
Well, we swiped right in December, if we're being precise.
2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24?
But okay. It's not. 16 but 24 to 17, is only- 17 to 18, 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 20 to 21, 20 to 22, 22 to 23, 23 to 24. Hey. Yeah, it's going to be 9. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we both failed the math test.
I just did the math.
But you.
I'm being precise.
You flunked. You flunked that first date. I don't even understand how we're.
What are you talking about?
How we're sitting here.
What are you talking about?
We've told our friends before. The number one, the only question on the test was, how do you feel about music or who's your favorite artist? I don't really listen to music.
So much pressure. That's such a difficult question to ask someone new.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's absolutely not.
Because what if I said, oh, I love Justin Bieber? I didn't know how you felt about
it. I know,
but
that's the point. You can't just answer so that you win my affection. You have to answer honestly. That's the point of the
Correct,
test.
Correct, but there's so... Music is so...
I know. You have... I'm trying to find out who you are. I'm not trying to find out if you know who I like.
No. That's not that. But I feel like some people are so judgmental that you would just judge me based on one answer without really giving me a chance. That's most people in New York City.
I judged you on your lack of answer more than if you had said anyone, I would have had a better idea of who you were. You said you didn't listen to music or you didn't like music. And I was like, what a psycho.
But that's a lie.
What a psycho.
Well, that's a lie.
Just absolutely... riding the subway, listening to nothing, staring straight across the subway car.
I read on subway. All right. We're really, really trying to get deep. But
no, but you understand my point. That
I
was,
do. Ooh, swinging, but you put me on the spot.
Swinging a miss on that question and
well,
answer.
Well, you went out with me again.
Yeah. And then the other fail that I thought was the two beers. I thought that was... It wasn't good. I was looking for someone to party with. I was trying to have a good time living in New York City.
It was late. It was 9:30.
I know.
That was my fault too.
And then you you made me move the meeting place.
I was busy. I told you that. I worked. Half of my work was for Ireland, and he did something in a few hours.
What an absolute failure of a first date, but not really. It was great. It was a beautiful first date. I kid. But
yeah, it was great. I'm not going to get wasted on a first day. I would if I didn't like you.
True.
No, so you should take it as a compliment.
You handled yourself very well, except for the flub on what type of music do you listen to?
All right.
But it's been fun to laugh at that for 8 years and 4 months, apparently.
These are 9 months, seriously.
8 years like, and 9 months?
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to give you a math lesson.
I could use it. All right. All right. Well, I think Lauren's going to give Faith many lessons because she didn't do too well on that girlfriend test either.
Lauren? You mean Faith.
Lauren and Faith, yeah.
Yes.
I said Lauren's going to give Faith, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a little confusing because traditionally Lauren is a female name.
Yes.
And we have another Lauren who spells it identically to this one.
Lauren and Alexi?
Yeah. Same spelling.
Oh,
but different gender. So it's a little confusing, but we'll figure it out.
That's the world we live in.
It's the least of our worries.
Anything's possible.
It's how people spell their names. But all right, here we are, the spelling test. I think I could pass. Maybe not a math test, but I'm pretty good at spelling. Anyways, what an episode. Episode 3 of Are You Okay?
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, it's like, it's just episode 3 and so much has happened. But at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, episode 3 already.
Well, we have a new couple. They are slowly introducing us to
new
couples.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't need another couple, to be honest.
I think we'll get more. I think there is one or two more.
Yeah, there's a couple from Florida and we were introduced
to... There's two more from Florida.
Yeah, we were introduced to one this episode. But I say I'm satisfied. My plate is full. But again, it's episode 3. Episode 10, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm over these people. Can we get some new blood? But that we'll worry about that when it comes. Right now,
I don't think it's going to come. I think this is so good. All new peeps.
So
it's amazing.
So far, so good. All right, we'll talk about these the new peeps and the old peeps and all the peeps in a minute. Before we do, a little business. Guys, if you want to hear our thoughts on 90 Day the Other Way, that season is in full swing. Oof. We're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level for audio only. If you want video of that podcast, that's the Family Affair level. You also get a monthly bonus on the Family Affair level, all levels. Starting at Friends with Benefit, they're ad-free. If you're on Patreon, you get the chat feature. It's a good time. So check it out, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Also, we're on Instagram, at marriedtorealitypod. That's where you can call in and share your thoughts with us. Message us. Message Teresa.
Yeah. Let us know. I show you what's up.
Once in a while.
I show you what's up.
Once in a while, so... Give us a message, shoot us a message, follow along on Instagram at MeritsRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the new couple. I clearly didn't prepare, but I'm going to own it.
Oh, all right.
But now, new couple who it is, it's going to be interesting. We once again are seeing Guy... Different religion and a girl that I don't know what she's up to.
That is the least of their concerns.
Well, okay. A different religion. She comes with a baggage, an actual physical baggage.
Yeah. She's making this a thruple. So I think that's the issue. Thruple trouble.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
All right. So smash like this. How does that new couple? And also, if you haven't left us a review, please do. You guys know we love a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. Okay. That is it. Before we get into this episode, what do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it.
All right. By the way, number one, from pow to wow.
What?
Okay. From pow to wow.
I was saying wow, like W-O-W. No, W-O-W.
You got it.
Okay.
Pow of Russ and Pow. She may be the most successful 90-dayer when it comes to spinoffs, breaking out from the 90-day world. Oh. They were on a few seasons of 90 Day. Then she was just recently on that Amazon reality show.
And she won.
She won the GOAT. Now it's just been announced she's going to be joining Wow, Women of Wrestling.
Oh.
Which is a reality wrestling TV show. So that seems to be big news. David McClain, the co-founder of WOW, told TMZ Sports, I've been following Pow's wrestling journey and her success on reality TV for some time now. We can't wait to see her take her talents and flair to the WOW ring in this new season.
Wow.
Exactly. It's started yesterday. It started September 14th. I searched for about 20 minutes to try and find where you can watch this. Had zero luck. Past seasons are on Amazon Prime and Pluto. Not sure about this current season. I've seen some websites say it's on Access TV. Others say it's on Vice. I don't know. If you know, call in because I want to check it out. It seems pretty interesting.
Yeah. Is wrestling fake or real?
There's real wrestling and there's fake wrestling. So wrestling in the Olympics, real. wrestling WWE.
So like when you're wearing a fun mask, that's not real.
If you have a character name and a costume, fake. So like Hulk Hogan, fake. The Rock, fake. And I say fake because it's more theater, but they're still getting hurt. They're risking some injury.
Okay, so there is like some level of physicality.
Absolute level of athleticism.
So you go into it knowing if you're going to win or lose?
Yes, as far as I know.
Well, that's kind of boring.
Oh, it's theater. It's athletic theater.
That's the one way to name it, to call it.
Yeah. I think
athletic theater.
Yeah. What Pau is doing is just that. But then there's real wrestling. There, you know, figure four leg lock and the wrestling in high school and college. That's sport.
That's what you guys do in America.
Yeah, that's sport. So I'm interested in this show. It seems exciting and entertaining, but I just don't know where to watch it.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. Good luck to Pau. All right. By the way, number two. There's been a lot of GoFundMe drama recently in the 90-day world.
Like, everyone is doing GoFundMe, and it's like, I'm all for it, but it's like the same thing as when you do something too much and it gets suspicious, it's taken away from people who do it for real.
That's 90 Day Fiancé.
But it's not just GoFundMe. It's everything in general. Like, once people latch onto something real, they make it fake, taken away from the people who are real.
I think I'm following what you're saying.
I think you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Danielle of Danielle and Muhammad, OG Danielle, she's getting some heat for starting a spot fund fundraiser, which is similar to GoFundMe.
Okay.
She's raising money to help her pay her RN tuition, her nursing school.
Okay.
Tuition. She's asking for $2,400. Not much.
Okay.
She writes, "With your generosity, I'll be able to focus on my studies and successfully graduate in November." So she's started this fundraiser. She shared it on her social media. She's getting mixed response.
What school does she go to if she graduates in November?
I don't know. And people graduate, and that's
it's the middle of the semester.
No, I think the semester would end in December. So maybe if she, I don't know. Do you think it's a scam? You don't trust her?
I don't know, but you graduate in May or June. Or you can have later graduation if you fail a class.
I would
think.
Or
you can graduate in January too, but you have to wait for this to walk the ceremony. You only walk in June.
Well, I think that's traditional school. I don't know about nursing school.
Okay.
So she's asking for $2,400. Last time I checked, she's at $350. She posted it on social media. As I said, she turned off her comments on that post, I think, which is wise because people are getting upset with the amount of handouts that people are asking for, especially in this 90-day world. But this seems like an okay cause, right? Mm-hmm. Schooling is important, but... And it's kind of sad. She's not asking for a ton of money, which kind of makes it sadder. If she needed like $20,000 for tuition, I'd be like, yeah, that's a lot. But the fact that she can't scrape together $2,400 between friends and family.
I'm sure she can. And I'm sure she still does some other 90-day stuff.
Yeah, do a handful of cameos. Yeah. And I feel like you should be able to get that.
I feel like GoFundMe should stick to causes that are... Like, there is nothing the person or their families can do, and they really, really need help.
This isn't GoFundMe. This is Spot Fund.
Okay. Well, still, I mean, let's just be honest. Who doesn't have student loans? Like, I think majority of Americans have student loans.
Yeah. And it's also what she's saying, and I know she's got kids and that whole...
Well, a lot of people have kids, yeah, too.
But she's like, well, with your generosity, I can focus on my studies. It's like, okay, but so many people have to work two jobs and go to school.
Yeah.
And so.
I worked like five jobs and went to school.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a story, so I'm reporting on it. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, but it's like, yeah, a lot of these 90-dayers are setting up GoFundMe that are kind of like,
yeah,
you're really asking regular people who work hard to pay you for that?
It's a little bit of taking advantage of your celebrity.
Yeah.
just, yeah, work that extra shift and get that money and pay off your school.
Yeah, I support GoFundMe when someone's sick or someone goes through something difficult, tornadoes, hurricanes, lose
Angela.
Stuff. Well, I think Michael needed that support. I mean, that's wild. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not saying I'm not against it. I support it. But this is an example of like the kind of taking away from real issues.
Yeah. Well, I just think especially in this 90-day world, someone sees, it's a little copycat. It's someone sees, oh, Michael made $50,000. Why don't I see how much I can make?
Yeah, but I think Michael's gonna need the money not to only fight Angela in court, but apparently she wants half of it. So he's gonna fight her on not taking the money away from him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's 90 Day, by the way, for this week.
Nice.
All right. Let's get into it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, season 7, episode 3. Let's start with Renee and Chidi.
And man, that is a lot out there about Renee.
I'm trying not to look too deep into it because I like to judge Renee in this story as it's given to us.
I do too, but I don't read everything. I know you guys send that stuff. I do glance at it, obviously, because I'm a curious person. But a lot of people are saying she broke her NDA, classic. Mm. I mean, who hasn't on this show? But she is really cuckoo.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even need to read the spoilers to actually realize how cuckoo she is.
This episode proved that. It starts with her. She's cleaning this home. She's acting like she drank a pot of coffee, a case of Red Bull, and did 3 lines of cocaine. And she's just on an absolute tear cleaning this place top to bottom.
Well, here's, okay. Tell me how you feel about it, because it can go two ways. And I'm kind of could understand both. But if we had guests over in our home, right, that we take care of, I clean all the time, and the guest started cleaning the next day, I would be offended.
It's very offensive.
I would be very offended. On the other hand, if let's say sister is super busy taking care of her family and Chidi, right, and everything, and needed some help, and then I said, hey, I could help you. Let's say if sister started cleaning, and then I said, hey, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's a different story. But her just going hardcore on cleaning from the context that was presented to us, I would find it very offensive.
I think it's a little offensive. There's sort of a third lane you could take in this argument, which is this her way of earning her keep? It's been nice. The sister Victoria has offered her home, put her up. She doesn't have to pay for a hotel. So, okay, here's how I can help. Here's how I can kind of earn my keep. I can clean.
The room.
Yeah. But you're 100% right in saying if Renee woke up and Victoria was cleaning the kitchen and Renee goes, Victoria, you've done enough. Yeah. Let me take over. That's different than Renee just feeling like, oh, this place is a mess. I need to clean it. Yeah, yeah. It's a little offensive so early on in the relationship.
And I would say, you know, if she was there for a few days or a week, obviously the place would get a little messy. Then I would be all for it.
Yeah.
The very next day, her just sweeping the floors. I don't know.
Yeah. So what happens next is a little breakfast. Chidi wants to show off his cooking skills.
Which, kudos to him, but I had a lot of anxiety watching this segment. Chidi with a fire, Chidi with a knife.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Absolutely impressed.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Yeah, because you're not accustomed to that. But
yeah.
He, for years, he's cooked and became comfortable in the kitchen. And so he was showing that off. And I liked what I saw. It wasn't a hamburger. Renee was hoping, I think, for a hamburger. Hold the onions and pickles, she says. That's her favorite food.
I missed that. When did she say it?
they were just talking and, oh, what do you like to eat? And she's like, oh, my favorite food's a hamburger. Hold the onions and pickles and cheese. So she literally wants just a hamburger.
What a weirdo.
That was not what was on the menu.
But kudos to Chidi for sure. The only thing I was watching is that we have a gas stove, right? And yeah. I love our gas stove. It's beautiful. But you have to make sure you turn it off.
True.
You don't want gas to start leaking.
True. You can smell. They put an odor into it so you can smell.
True. But still, there is a level of danger that comes with something like this that I would hope that as much as I trust Chidi, I would hope that someone would like double check that after him.
Yeah, but it is a show of independence, which we'll talk about with a later couple, Brian. There's this question of independence and Chidi's proving that. No, I can take care of me and I can take care of you.
For sure.
Just... Let me do my thing.
Yeah, he's using the knife, he's cutting, it's like, good for him.
Yeah, for sure. So then they head out on the town.
Before they do, did you pick up on the fact that Renee is a big talker? Like, she talks a lot.
Yeah.
For someone who is a self-proclaimed loner who hangs out with hens all the time,
yeah,
and chickens, and I almost feel like that's why she talks a lot when she's around people, actually.
Because
she does not stop talking.
Yeah, because she just doesn't have the opportunity to express herself on her day-to-day. Yeah, no, she's, I don't know if it's nervous. It could be a nervous habit of like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm chatting a lot. Or if that's just who she is. Or yeah, she doesn't normally get to have conversations with people, so now she's taking her this opportunity. It's a valid observation, for sure.
Yeah, so okay, yeah, they're going to hit the town. Chidi tells us that he still needs to drop another bombshell to Renee, and that's his vow with God.
Yes, but before he gets to that, they hit the town, and I think Renee wanted a little more alone time with Chidi and thought, oh, this could be nice. We could go out and see the markets on our own, but Sister Victoria felt like she needed to show Renee how to guide Chidi through the streets, because it is a little hectic out there.
It's very hectic. And even Renee said she's glad that Victoria was there at the beginning.
Yeah. You got to know what to look out for, where you're going.
And how to like navigate Chidi. How to tell navigate. Him to like stop. And,
Yeah. So they all went out. They go to the market. First stop is the chicken coops.
Yes. And Renee gets so excited. Dude, it's a market. Why do you think they sell the chickens? For pets?
Yeah, I don't know if she was confused, if she thought like this was a petting zoo or what, but she started talking to the chickens like they were pets. I have to imagine she knew what was in store. She was not prepared for what was in store. It was a store. It was a store where you buy
it's
the chicken.
It's a market. You buy a chicken. You don't buy the chicken for fun. You buy it for meat, right?
Yeah. And so Victoria is over here wheeling and dealing, trying to...
Negotiating to get a good chicken.
Negotiating a chicken negotiation. Renee is like, hey, chicken, 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 hey, chicken. Trying to just befriend these chickens. And then she realizes what's happening and just starts to freak.
Freak. Like she lost her shit.
She's like, if you're going to kill this chicken, I'd rather starve. It's like, you knew what was going to... You have to have known what was
like
going
to... Chickens are like family to me. I can't believe it. You brought me here.
And I'm kind of surprised what we learned, because Victoria asks a great question. Renee, don't you eat chickens? And
Renee's
like, yeah. Oh, love chicken. And Victoria's like, well, how do you eat the chicken then? And Renee says, well, I just go and get it at the market.
This is the market.
This is the market. And I understand where you're coming from, Renee. Maybe you don't want to witness the slaughtering of said chicken. But you have to be okay with the idea of the chicken being killed, because that's what happens. And then it goes to the market that you buy it from.
Yeah. Honestly, I was really surprised she eats chicken.
So surprised.
For someone who loves them so much. Like, so you're not gonna eat your chickens, but you go down the street to Publix or whatever they have in New Mexico and just buy the frozen siblings.
Yeah.
Or like the frozen, or the
fresh or the pre-made or, but yeah, so you're still eating chicken. You are still guilty. You are still the reason these chickens are being slaughtered.
You're still being a cannibal because they're like family to you.
True. Well, that's not really what cannibalism is, but.
I think she thinks she's a chicken.
Oh.
Well, I think she thinks she's one of them.
Well, that's different.
So, okay, sister's like, okay, I get it. You don't want to witness the slaughter. They walk away and sister says, hey, I'm going to go back. I'm going to get the chicken so you don't have to look at it. That's still a no-no for her.
Let the chickens live. It's like, you don't let the chickens live, what Renee. Right? That's the head scratcher is you buying chickens and eating them are contributing to the chickens not being able to live.
She's such a chicken hypocrite.
Absolutely.
Like, that's really ridiculous. Like, I can understand if she was a vegetarian, I would be like, all right, you don't eat animals because you see them as friends. I get it, I guess. If she was a vegan, and I guess I get it too. Friend, chickens are friends, whatever. But you eat all the animals, including the chickens that are friends and family, but you can just look at it. Like, that's how they do things. That's where they go to buy food in Africa. So now you're like disrespecting the place of where they get food because you have a problem with that. Meanwhile, you go down to Publix or Kroger or Stop and Shop. I don't know what they have in New Mexico. And you just purchase the chicken anyways.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if her reaction was just like, oh, I can't watch. I'm going over here. That is understandable. And that would be my reaction as well. I don't want to watch the slaughter. But for her to be like, let the chickens live. It's like, you're not making any sense, Renee.
No. And sister finally says, oh, here comes the anger Chidi was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Not so good.
She's concerned. She sees exactly what Chidi was worried about, too. And so Chidi and Renee, they go and get some space and let Victoria do the shopping. And Renee just goes right back to playing with the chickens that are now on the street.
She's like, I don't give a damn about pissing Victoria off. I should have bought all of them and bring them to the room. It's like, you're such a... Like, she's so immature in her behavior.
It's very immature.
I think it's because she lacks social skills.
Absolutely. She's
a chicken.
Think about it. She is constantly surrounded by these 150 chickens. And so she does connect more with the chicken than with people.
So don't eat them. Seriously.
I know. So it really doesn't make sense to me.
Zero sense.
But it's... That's Renee. Nothing about her makes sense. Nothing about her beliefs makes sense. Her actions, none of it makes sense. So this is just one more thing that doesn't make sense.
Very true.
When it comes to her. So while Chidi and Renee are hanging out, chilling, they start talking about Renee's experience and how it is being with someone who can't see. Renee's like, oh, I love helping you, Chidi. I love being able to lend a hand. And Chidi feels special when she does. And so he wants to return this favor. Well, you're helping me. What can I do? How can I make you feel special? Well, Renee wants more rubbing and more touching.
And hugging and cuddling. Things she's never had.
And this is where Chidi says, well, okay, I hear you. But there's something I need to tell you. And I wanted to wait until we were together in person for me to tell you this.
Yeah, I made a vow to God that I'm not going to have a sexy time until marriage. And he made it sound like he did have a sexy time before. But this is all new with the God and no more.
Yeah. And so Renee's a little caught off guard because it seems like they've talked about sex. Maybe that's just in her mind. We know she's sent the sexy photos, which got no reaction.
Yeah.
But it seems like she's tried to get sexual via text. And so now she's feeling blindsided by, whoa, I'm misled. I thought I would land and we would bang it out. And now you're telling me otherwise. And so she's feeling rejected.
Yes, because she said apparently they talked about sex and about how they're basically married with all the communications and conversations. So she doesn't understand. And she said something about like him giving the vow to God. It's like a system. It's like controlled by right. the government. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I get what she's saying. It's extreme, but I get what she's saying where, and I believe the same thing more or less, which is just that why do we need the government to approve our love and marriage? Why do we need this piece of paper to make it legit? I think that's what she's saying is like, you're going to let this piece of paper dictate whether we could bang or not.
Yeah. But at the same time, marriage is way more than, what do you call it? A cart. A go-kart, a green card. What do you know? Green card.
Now you said go-kart and green card. It sounds like we're playing a game of charades.
I'm trying to think of it's like on the tip of my tongue.
I don't think it is.
That's why it bothers me. It may be a little down, more down the throat.
Yeah, sound it out. Let's try to sound it out because I'm very perplexed.
I was trying to say that marriage is more than just a permission. That's a permit. Permit. Guys, I got it. A permit card to have sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Words sometimes
escape you.
Escape me. However, they do come back.
Uh-huh. Go-kart. Yeah, sure.
Kind of the same thing if you think about it. The go.
Not at all. Go card.
What do you think?
G-O space C-A-R-D.
Yeah, like go card. Like now you can go. What do you think I said?
It's like the little cars that kids drive. A go-kart.
No, go card.
I thought you were like
talking, a permit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so marriage is not a permit to have sex. There is so much
more
to it.
No, I like go-kart. I think we should stick with go-kart. Yeah, marriage is not a go-kart to have sex. It's not even a go-kart.
You know what I'm trying to say, right? There is way more, and that's why it has to be not controlled by the government, but there needs to be some legal paperwork done so then you can do things that married people can do and not just the sex.
No, I mean, for whatever reason, there are tax benefits for getting married and things
you
like that.
You loved getting married.
I do, but I loved the ceremony that we shared with our family and friends, not the fact that we filed it with the state of Florida or, you know.
No, but now we can share stuff together legally.
Yeah.
I can be here with you legally.
But that's
if we want to move to Europe, you can do that with me legally.
That's very specific between two people from different countries. When two people from Florida get married, there's nothing similar in that sense.
No, but if something happened to one of the person, the other
yes,
one.
Yes,
like
yes,
there is, what I'm trying to say, there's way more to it than just, you're controlled by the government and you can have sex. It's like.
Here's what I think it comes down to. I think it's as simple as this. Renee doesn't respect Chidi's religion. And so the fact that this is a religious thing, I've made this vow to God, we can't bang until we're married because that would be looked down upon in the eyes of God. She thinks that's all BS. We know she doesn't subscribe to mainstream religion. We know she thinks his religion is bogus. And so the fact that he's using his religion as the reason for not having sex, that's what she has a real issue with.
And I get it. And as someone who's not religious, I get it. Bottom line is that for him, marriage is not really the legal part. It's the telling each other in front of God,
right?
If this whole thing works out, right, somehow, she wants to bring him to the U.S., they will need to get married.
Yeah.
So she will need to be controlled by the government.
Yeah.
So she should.
I don't think she's totally opposed to getting married and filing the paperwork. I think she takes issue with the fact that she has to wait to get banged.
And she's just horny because she hasn't banged in 6 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Chidi should have. I do like Chidi. I do take his side more because
he seems sane.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
However, he should have told her before she came. He claims he did. She said he didn't, because if he did, she wouldn't have come. Which means, like, did you just come to have sex?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Woo! I think we need to take a break, Teresa. I think we need to collect ourselves. This has been topsy-turvy from the start, from us trying to do math to Teresa trying to find words.
I did. Didn't take me that long.
No, it did not. Well, let's take a break. We'll collect ourselves. When we come back, we will head to Jordan. All right?
All right.
All right. We'll take a break, tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90 dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you? Settled in?
I am. I hope the words will not be escaping me anymore.
I know. It happens to the best of us.
Right?
It's late. We're tired.
Yeah.
Things happen, Teresa. It's okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have a coffee going on with a little milk, which I think is catching in my throat.
Regular milk?
No, a creamer. A little fancy creamer action. A little flavored.
What flavor?
A little flavor. A little French vanilla.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a little European.
You're getting a little flavor.
Oh, boy. Should we take another break?
I was going to say you're getting a little flavored.
Well, what is the deal? Now I'm Seinfeld. What's the deal with France? And I think I've tried to go on this rant before, but France just takes everything and makes a little. I've definitely done this before, but now I'm adding something to the list.
You haven't, so keep going.
No, maybe off air. We've discussed this, but like French fries, okay? There's fries. There's French fries.
So you only Americans call it French fries.
Okay.
The Brits call it chips.
Okay.
The Czechs call it hranolky.
Okay.
Which means hranolky means a potato with an edge.
All right. Well, don't do this for every example I give you, please. there's toast and then there's French toast. And of course it's better, right? And now I'm thinking there's vanilla and there's French vanilla. And French vanilla is obviously the best. So what is it about France just taking something and making it a little bit better?
Because it's France.
I know.
Paris really spoke to me.
Oh, I know.
I loved France. I love France. If there was an opportunity, although I wouldn't move there because I don't speak French and the French don't love speaking English.
Yeah.
But I would... If we ever get super rich, I would buy a summer home there.
All right. Cool.
France speaks to me because France is just, it's France. I don't know.
Sure.
There is something about France that's just posh without being super posh.
All right.
But I have to make a statement.
I know what you're going to say.
The macaroons.
Oh.
Guys.
Please, I'm eating here.
The macaroons that Costco sells.
Way better.
Way better than the macaroons we bought in like a macaroon shop in France.
Yeah.
Just an FYI.
All right. Tiger Lily and Adnan. It is time to do the thing.
Yes. So I am mind blown that the wedding happened.
I'm a little surprised, but not, because it was episode 2 and they were heading to the wedding. It's like, is she going to say no? And then what happens the rest of the season?
I don't know, but well, they still could have gotten married later. Just get to know each other a little more.
True. But again, sex.
Yes. His whole family is there. Tiger Lily is nervous.
Yeah, she was realizing, oh, I don't know this man like I thought I did.
I don't want to have 5 kids in my 40s.
Yeah. And so that was giving her pause, but classic 90 day, she still went through with it.
And we learned that she's a tiny, tiny, tiny woman. Compared to everyone else, she was so small.
Oh, I didn't see the back of her baseball card. I don't know her dimensions, but I didn't pick up on that. So family was there. It's going down. Mom was there. She was happy, but a little shocked how fast everything was happening too. And she could, moms know, right? Moms have that sense. Mom could sense Tiger Lily was scared too.
Yes, but I think mom supports it because they, in their traditions, I think things can happen this fast.
Sure. You
have arranged marriages and all this. So she wasn't shocked.
No, but she was picking up what Tiger Lily was putting down.
Yeah.
And that was a little hesitation. But they go through with it. Tiger Lily, definitely fish out of water. No idea what was really going on.
No idea. There was someone translating into English, but not fully.
Yeah.
And Tiger Lily tells the cameras, I could be putting myself in a really bad situation. No shit, because you don't know what's going on. Marrying a guy you don't know.
Yeah.
From a background that you know nothing about. You're trying to escape a controlling husband. And now you're getting yourself into a controlling marriage because that's the religion they practice.
Yeah.
The males are the males and the females need to follow.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss in her case, I think. She doesn't know, and so she's not that concerned.
She'll find out.
After the contracts were signed, they did exchange some rings.
Very nice rings. And now I'm thinking, and I did think that later on too, I think Adnan's family, they have money. Even if you look at all of them, they're all very well dressed, very well put together. He has a nice car. You don't often see it on 90 Day.
That both partners are flush with cash.
Yeah, but he definitely has some cash. Like, mom looks a little posh, too.
Yeah, and what I was going to say, but you've brought up a couple points that make me think otherwise. Either yes, they're wealthy, well off, or they go all in on weddings. You know, some cultures are like, True. We don't have a lot, but we're just going to spend everything we have because that's what you do. Like, you look at Jenny and Sumit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry, it wasn't Jenny and Sumit.
No. It was the crazy one from Alabama.
What was her name?
Oh, I know you guys are yelling at us. Like,
Melissa.
No.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly and I forget. TJ.
TJ and Kimberly.
Look at me.
Look at you.
I don't know how much money his family had. They all lived in that one house, right? And
yeah, dad's sleeping on the floor.
But that was a wedding.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, maybe they spent all their money on these celebrations of love. I thought maybe that's the case with Adnan, but you make good points. The cars, the clothes, like those aren't just purchased for the wedding. So
it's not just Adnan looking well put together because you could think he's a model or Tiger really sends him money. All his siblings, all the cousins, the mom, like they all look very well put together.
Yeah. So, okay. Signed, sealed, delivered, contracts filed. Adnan was pedal to the metal.
He really, really wanted to lose his V-card.
He like screeched into the hotel, tossed the keys to the valet and ran up to that room. He was, let the bangs begin.
And he woke up as a changed man.
Last night was my favorite night in all my life. No more virgin.
No more virgin. Tiger Lily seemed happy.
Gave a glowing review, said she doesn't even know how she's standing this morning. clothing strewn all over that hotel room floor. Yeah, what a wild night it must have been. Yeah,
wild night. So wild that she needed her glam squad. However, she gave them a day off.
I don't understand what's happening with this glam squad. They're not anywhere you need them to be.
No, they didn't go to the wedding. They are not there when she needs them to be.
The day before, yeah, she was doing her own hair and makeup.
I think the deal is that maybe they were promised some vacation, some exploring times, something.
But these seem like the big events on this trip. And
also, glam squad her for an hour or two and then go and explore.
What it is I think that the storyline here, the guy who comes to do Tiger Lily's hair, it gave a little fodder because Adnan was not thrilled.
Fodder?
Fodder? Not the way Jesse pronounces. Oh. I'm going to be a fodder. fodder? Just like a little fodder, a little something to talk about.
Okay.
A little fodder. Because she couldn't get her glam squad to do her hair. So then she had to call the spa at the hotel. And what they ended up having was a male stylist.
Yes.
And Adnan was not happy that there was going to be another man touching Tiger Lily.
Again, I almost feel like they're staying in one of the hotels that were a little foreigners maybe stay.
Okay.
Like a nice hotel that it's acceptable for a foreign woman to have guys doing their hair.
Yeah.
But not in this case because Adnan is not happy.
No, and this poor stylist has to stand there the entire time that they're having this back and forth until Adnan finally gives in and the stylist can go to work on Tiger Lily, but Adnan just sits there staring daggers
at
this guy.
After a little bit, he's like, okay, I'm going to put a timer on and you have 5 more minutes.
That's what I'm going to start doing for you. 5-minute timer to get ready.
No.
After 5 minutes, you'll have good hair. Just also do your own hair, Tiger Lily, because you did it the day before. If it's causing this much drama, just do it yourself.
No, I mean, if you have money, I want someone to come over here and do my hair.
Yeah, no, I think really she's sticking up for what she believes is right, and that is a guy can do my hair.
Also, having a long hair, it's a lot of work. I don't even have, my hair isn't even as long as hers because I don't have extensions. It takes me half an hour to just blow dry them. It's like, ugh, I wish someone come and did that for me.
I have the solution.
Really cut my hair short?
No, not for you, for Tiger Lil. When they head over to go meet the family, she sees women walking on the street and she's like, why are some women wearing burkas and others not, right? And Adnan's like, well, some women show more respect than others. Show some respect, Tiger Lily. Cover that hair. Problem solved.
No. Then she would be going against what she believes.
I'm just saying that's a nice solution. Everybody wins. You don't have to worry about your hair. And Adnan doesn't have to worry about a man touching your
hair. But that's not who you are. You need to stick to who you are. That's not your religion. Apparently, you're not even planning on converting.
Allow me to problem solve.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not.
Okay. Well, you're right, because on this car ride over, Adnan says, I had no expectation of Tiger Lily converting, but she does want to learn more about the religion. So at least it seems like there's curiosity. I think if you're not going to convert, at least show a sense of curiosity and openness.
She does, but after she said, I do, it's a little too late. Mm-hmm. Unless he is going to be okay in the U.S. and let her be her, which we're kind of witnessing that might not be the case. Like he keeps caving in, but I think it's because everything is so new.
Yeah, I would say if he's this open and willing to let her be her in Jordan, then I could see him being okay in the States. Because if he was like, we're in Jordan, you can't wear that, it's too tight, cover your hair, then I can see myself going, well, he might also carry those beliefs and wants back to the States. But if he's like, yeah, all right, you're wearing something tight, you're not covering your hair, and that's in Jordan, then I think in Texas he might be even more willing to let her do her thing.
Maybe. We'll find out. But they'll get to the family barbecue or get-together.
Yeah. This was another nice event.
Yeah.
This was women, like, I was just going to say, this was like the rehearsal dinner, it seemed like.
Yes.
The night before the wedding.
More so the night after.
That's a long celebration.
Well, the women are sitting separately from the men.
Yeah. Large crowd. Posh event. They arrive to a crowd clapping and singing. It was festive. It was fun. Everyone seemed very happy to meet Tiger Lily.
They're like, utensils, what?
But, and that's the thing. So to me, the food looked good.
Oh, very good.
I would like to get my hands on that food.
I love Mediterranean and Eastern food. Like, love it all. Give it to me.
Yes. And Tiger Lily didn't seem to have the same appreciation as we may, but I almost feel like it was more the presentation than the actual food. She didn't love using the hands.
No, I think the women were using some sort of a fork and stuff. The men were just like grabbing the food with their hands. I guess that's how they do it. But then Adnan comes over and starts feeding her with using his hands.
Yeah.
She didn't like that. And she didn't like even more once she learned that that's a sheep.
And that's maybe where I would take pause.
I don't love sheep. You know why?
You love sheep cheese.
I love sheep cheese. Yeah, I would eat sheep if it came down to it. I have.
Let the sheep live.
The reason why I don't like sheep is because I think I said it a million times, but I used to be an operator for a Greek family. Sheep is big in the Mediterranean culture, right?
Okay.
So you eat sheep for Easter.
Okay.
Making that sheep makes your house smell really bad. Mm. Sheep smells, and there is a little fatty meat. Mm. And I really started disliking it after I had to smell it every year.
Understood.
So that's my beef with sheep.
Oh, fun.
But, I mean, it's meat.
Yeah. So they eat, then they do the hop and the gila, which I always love to see. I don't know what they call it in their culture, but the chair dance.
Yeah, the chair dance.
And then Adnan's brother talks to Tiger Lily and Adnan and just wonders, you guys going to stay in Jordan or are you guys going to go to the States? Because the brother really wants them to stay in Jordan.
Yeah, but Tiger Lily has kids, so no, she's going back to the States. Yeah. And she's surprised that his brother is asking because they did talk about it.
Yeah. Just one more thing she seemingly doesn't know about Adnan.
Yeah.
Is, oh, well, what do you really want to do? Now I'm learning more and more about you every day. This was not the plan for us to stay. So I'm a little surprised you haven't told your family the plan. So more doubts are arising in Tiger Lily's mind.
Yep.
Let's see, though.
Let's see.
All right. Shall we introduce a new couple?
New couple who dis?
Well, it's Veya and Sunny. Thanks for asking.
Yes. So we get to meet Sunny first. Sunny's 25. He lives in South Africa, originally from Bangladesh.
But he followed his dad to South Africa 7 years ago.
Yeah. His sister and mom are still in Bangladesh.
Yeah. Sunny is a shy guy. So it took him a while to make friends. But he slowly did. He slowly made friends in Devon in South Africa. And so now he loves it. And we see Sonny with one of his good friends, who's also his roommate, Ali. And we learn they've lived together for 5 years. They're super close. And now they're at a spice store getting some ingredients so they can whip up a meal. So Sonny can whip up a meal for his girlfriend, Veya.
Who's coming soon?
Yeah, so how did they meet? Sonny was unlucky in love, so he ended up downloading an international dating app, as we do. And he met Veya a year ago, Veya from Orlando.
27.
27 from Orlando. He thought, this has to be a scam. She is too good looking. But they talked more and more, and he realized it was legit, and they became a couple.
Yes, and you can tell how obsessed and excited Sonny is with Veya. He's like, she loves me. She loves me for who I am. This is going to be great. Ali is skeptical because they apparently fight a lot.
Yeah. So Veya had a difficult childhood. She grew up in foster care. No family around her. Sonny, as we know, it seems like mom and dad separated. Dad went to South Africa. And so Sonny grew up far away from a lot of his family, too. So he feels that there's this connection. But, yeah, it may not be the strong enough or the strongest connection because they do. They fight a lot. They ignore Sonny's calls and his messages.
And the biggest issue out of all, Veya is apparently a bestie with her ex.
That is an issue.
Yes, a bestie meaning they're still very close because they only broke up because they wanted different things.
Hmm. All right, let's go to Florida.
Let's go to FL.
She's playing spike ball with her friends, telling them about her upcoming trip. She's excited but freaking out a little bit. She's never navigated foreign airports. Seems like nobody has.
I'll tell you what, girlfriend. No matter where you go in the world, there is always a sign in English.
Yeah.
That's the beauty for people who speak English, that you can go anywhere and you'll be fine.
I don't know about anywhere, but it's definitely the most common language, I think, to see.
It is the most common language. And I think you can always find a sign or someone who can help you.
Yeah. Or Google Translate is your friend.
True.
You can just fire that baby up, put in the language, flash your camera at a sign, and it will translate it for you.
Very true.
So use that. So she's also an anxious person because of her upbringing. She was one of eight, in and out of foster care a lot, as we heard. And so this instability caused severe anxiety. So this travel is going to be a lot for her.
Yeah.
Veya's like, I'm nervous because the power goes out a lot. We've heard like these rolling blackouts, right, with Ronald. He's talking.
Yeah, so, and with the girl from Utah.
Hmm.
She looked like a dead person. She had issues with the
Holly.
Holly
and Wayne.
Yeah, she had issues with the blackouts. That was
sure
crazy.
Did. She sure did. And so Veya's nervous about this. And her friend's like, oh, well, I have something. You need a power converter. And her friend goes and gets this. And Veya's like, huh? What is this? I thought all power outlets were the same. Clearly someone who's done zero research, of course. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't understand. Like, I do massive research when we go to freaking Sedona. It's still in the U.S. I know the outlet's the same. But I do massive research about everything and everywhere we go.
And that's just for vacation.
Yes.
You're not considering marrying someone from said location.
Yeah.
These people just, they get lost in their man's eyes, I guess. All she cares about is how beautiful Sonny's eyes are.
Mm-hmm.
And so she forgets to do research. But we continue to learn about their issues. There's been communication issues and issues with jealousy. And Sonny tracks Veya's phone. Okay, classic. And he saw she was at a friend's house one day and freaked out and thought, oh, she must be cheating.
Yeah, that's not even the biggest issue. The biggest issue is that the way he found out about her close friendship with her ex, Rory, is that Rory, for some reason, had the need to go on his Instagram and liked and commented on Sonny's photos, haha, for some reason.
Yeah, so long story short, Rory, the ex, is actually going to travel with Veya to South Africa.
And Sonny has no idea. Here's my hot take.
Okay.
Rory is still into her.
Obviously.
Obviously, because why would you comment on Sonny's photos, haha, because he posts a lot of selfies?
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Yeah, definitely.
The commenting of the haha.
Definitely still into her. Veya says, well, we fight a lot, and so I'm bringing Rory because what if we fight and something happens and now I'm alone? It's like, if that's even a question that this may happen, don't go. You guys aren't in a place where you need to be going on this trip. If your relationship is so fragile that you may fight and then he's going to leave you, probably don't go. But also, you're playing spike ball with a backyard full of friends. Why not bring one of them?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Bring a girlfriend. Or bring a couple.
Or bring a guy friend who's not your ex.
Bring a couple.
Yeah.
I think traveling with a guy can still send a wrong message for someone you barely know.
It totally can. But the worst person to bring, especially if you're in a jealous relationship, is your ex.
True.
Leave the ex behind. Literally, figuratively, leave the ex behind. Yeah.
Friends are speechless that she's bringing Rory without telling Sonny.
This is going to get messy.
Oh, yeah. And I'm here for it.
Oh, we always are. Messier the better. It's not our mess. All right. One more.
Two more.
Whoa.
Two more.
All right. Brian and Ingrid. Brian just landed in Brazil. So they're hitting the road. Brian's going to drive. He is a professional driver.
Yeah. He brought a hand control stick, but he needs Ingrid to install it in the car.
So this is the first sign that Brian may not be as independent as Ingrid thought.
Well, okay. I'm curious because could he install it himself potentially? But he's giving her the test of, okay, let's give you a taste of what life with me might be like.
It's a good question. I don't have that answer.
I feel like normally probably he could ask whoever's he renting the car from, be like, hey, can you install this for me?
Definitely. Definitely.
But poor Ingrid with her mini dress and heels goes down and installs it.
Yeah. And she says she's not bothered that he asked, but she's talking about it. It wasn't just like, yeah, no problem. She's talking about it. She's telling the cameras that, okay, maybe he isn't as independent. So it's weighing on her a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
She's realizing quickly, all right, because we talked about it last episode, when you're just communicating on the phone and someone tells you, oh, yeah, I'm in a wheelchair. This is how I get through my daily life. It's an idea.
Yeah.
But then it becomes practical when you are together in the same space and, oh, okay, now I may have to do things I didn't have to do, or he can't do things I thought he could do. And so I think it is just a reminder or the realization that he's not fully independent.
Yeah. So they get to the hotel, right? And Brian is excited about the first night. So he's hiding pills around.
I do want to say on the car ride over, they were talking. It seemed natural. It seemed like one of the more natural couples.
Yeah, it's because he speaks the language too.
But there was just banter. There was back and forth. It wasn't awkward. You're right. Being able to speak the same language helps. But we've seen couples who both speak English and it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Like Adnan and Tiger Lily. That was awkward.
Very awkward.
On the ride from the airport. So they seemed to have a natural connection, which was nice to see.
Yes. Okay, so they get to the hotel. Ingrid showers. Brian's hiding blue pills everywhere.
Well, because Brian pops a half a blue, he says.
Well, because he said it's important to him. He doesn't really feel sex, mm-hmm. but the connection that's important to him.
It makes him feel wanted, which I think is the struggle that Renee is having with Chidi.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think she wants to get banged, but she also just wants to feel validated.
Yeah.
We know she's got some issues with her confidence, and having sex would make her feel validated. That's what Brian is saying here. He wants to feel the connection. He wants to feel wanted, that validation. So
yeah. So Ingrid finishes her shower and Brian is asking her to take his pants off, which first
yeah,
I was like,
is
this like a sexy thing? But no, he's just trying to see if she is going to be willing to help him because he can do it by himself.
Yeah.
But the next thing that I'm trying to figure out is like, okay, so Ingrid brings the luggage holder
mm-hmm.
into the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian gets in there naked.
Yeah, he does.
And now it's kind of getting like, okay,
I
get
blue.
It.
With a half a blue in the system
uh-huh.
too. Yeah.
But this might be too much for night number one.
And that's really what it comes down to for me is he does the shower and he's in there and he's shouting about his catheter from the shower. And I learned something new, at least in Brian's case. His
yeah.
catheter is... it's adhered to himself with a condom and glue. So the catheter, the condom's glued on to his member. And this is all well and good, but it is a lot on day one.
Yes.
We didn't talk about our bathroom habits, and now we've been together for 8 years and 9 months, apparently. But it took us probably 9 months to talk about bathroom.
Not talk about. It took us longer to be able to go to the bathroom in the same apartment.
Comfortably. Well, comfortably to be like, hey, plug your ears. It's going to get wild in there. You know, like if we did that, if I did that on night one, there would be no night two.
No.
And vice versa.
No.
Because you got, yes, we all go to the bathroom and everyone does and whatever, but there's still, you got to do a little romance.
We still do the romance, by the way, not to give you TMI, but we were still very, we keep to ourselves. This is something we don't need to share with each other.
We're, we're not one of those couples that leave the bathroom door open.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Right? And I know many of you guys are those couples, and good for you. But everyone's different.
Most of our friends are those couples, and we're still friends with them.
But what's beautiful about the world is that people are different. And my wife and I found that we're the same in that, in that circumstance. So good for us, and good for you. But Ingrid might be the type of person who wants the door closed. Brian might be the type of person who wants it open. Ingrid might be the type of person who wants to wait a few months to learn each other's bathroom habits. Brian is the type of person who wants to talk about it on day one. And I get that it's different.
Yeah.
Because he's in a different circumstance and maybe he just wants to get it out there. And so he can see how she handles it and how she reacts. But I would have a feeling no matter what circumstance you're in, getting to know the person on the on a surface level and getting to fall in love with them a little bit makes any bathroom conversation easier.
Yeah.
So I think Ingrid was a little overwhelmed and Brian was just throwing things at her left and right.
TMI, throwing her the wrapper from the condom he glued to his penis.
Yeah. So, all right. Good luck to them.
One more. This was a quick segment about Lauren and Faith.
Yeah. So Lauren's in the Philippines now. He thinks maybe Faith is being a little shy, but he's super attracted to her. So he's feeling good and hoping she can warm up quickly.
Yeah. So they're going to hit the town, right?
Well, first they got to check into the hotel.
Yes. The hotel that Faith works at.
She was acting very much like an employee of the hotel.
Yeah.
Which she is. And maybe she can't separate that because she lives there and works there. And now Lauren's there. But it's like Michael Scott dating the concierge in that episode of The Office.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Which, if you don't know, a concierge is like the Winnipeg equivalent of a geisha. but, yeah, she couldn't drop the work part of working from home. But they go and they check in and it's great. And then, yes, then they hit the town. They freshen up for some bone marrow and noodles.
Did you pick up on the fact that Faith was paying?
No.
Yeah.
But that checks out.
I'm curious because she doesn't really know his financial situation. So I think no matter how broke he is, I would hope he had a couple of dollars to buy their first meal, but he didn't.
Oh, I think she knows enough that he doesn't have a job. He's in the Philippines.
But he does have a job.
Well, yeah. He's got some odd jobs.
Yeah.
She's a manager of housekeeping at a hotel, I think.
True.
I think she knows she's probably doing better than he is.
Yeah, she is.
But
yeah.
I didn't pick up on who paid.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're eating. Lauren likes it, enjoys everything. And Faith is nervous because this is her first date in 30 years, and she's 30, with a real man.
Yeah. So what's more romantic than a girlfriend test, a 40 question test?
Homemade girlfriend test. That's just ridiculous.
Here's what I didn't like about it. And we don't have to go into the questions because they were absurd questions.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to me like a girlfriend test as much as it seemed like a foreigner test. Like, how educated is this person? That's what it seemed like to me. Are there snakes on every continent? Like, that to me seemed like, let's see how smart this foreigner is, not can I date this person?
Well, I don't think that Lauren is the sharpest tool in the box. as far as we know, he didn't go to Harvard. So him giving this ridiculous test, I hope that it was just for fun, not for trying to figure out how smart the other person is, because this thing is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Faith didn't like it. They got three questions in and she ripped it up and was like, you can take this back to America. The real test is going to be their time together, which Lauren admits to, like, okay, let's use these 20 days to see what the future holds for us. But there's one other test, one other important test, which is the sexual chemistry test. And Lauren wants to test that ASAP.
Yeah, but Faith wants to take it slowly and make sure they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's willing to wait, but I don't think he would want to leave without testing that out.
No, a lot of pumping of the brakes in the sexual department so far this season.
Yeah.
Except for Tiger Lily and Adnan.
That was quick.
That was very quick. But for the others, they seem to be taking their time.
I mean, Chidi and Rene could also tie the knot quickly and bang it out. But I think Chidi knows that there are other issues with Rene.
Oh, yeah. And more by the day.
Yep.
All right. I'm very excited about this season. We got a lot of characters.
Oh, yeah.
This season. It's only episode 3. So very excited.
I'm very excited.
Fully buckled in for this wild ride.
Whew.
Hope you guys are too. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on 90 Day the Other Way, check us out on Patreon or Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. That coverage starts on the Cousins Club level. It's audio only. If you want video of that podcast, that's the Family Affair level. It also gets you a monthly bonus. It's all ad-free over there. We throw bonuses at the whole gang once in a while. The Patreon has the chat. It's fun. Check it out, Patreon and Supercast. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod, mainly so we can talk with you guys. If you're not on the Patreon, if you're not on the Supercast and you want to call in, do it on the Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following us wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the previews for the next episode, because things are getting better and better.
Let the chickens live. And also, just if you haven't left a review, you guys know we love a little love. We are suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all. I think you said the right amount this episode.
Oh, perfect.
Sometimes you cross the line. Oh. Sometimes I feel like you're not saying enough. This time you said go card, which was fun.
That was a little fun. Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. So I think you said the right amount.
Perfect.
All right. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.